Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Take 1 minute as you worship God with your own words, not songs. Just take one, not a minute. A minute is a lot. Get some few seconds and just speak a word. Mention the name of God. Talk about what God has done for you this week. Tell him, appreciate him this week. Marika Sale. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. It's been your grace. We are still standing in this place and in the future. My Father, we have faith that the future is there for us because you said so, my Father, 2,000 years ago. God of yesterday is the God of today and is the God of tomorrow. Therefore, we worship you, we give you the praise. Be magnified, O God. Be magnified, O God. Be glorified, O God. For there's no other God but you. Thank you, Lord, for your children that are here. Thank you, my Father, for the intercessors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you for the worshipers, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you the praise. Thank you for the instrumentist, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the teachers of the word in the morning. Thank you. We give you the praise.
We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord.
We yes, sir.
This morning we lay our lives before you. Before your throne we lay our lives, oh God.
We love you.
Yeah, tell him you love him.
We adore you,
we adore you, God.
We lay our lives before you.
We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We lay our lives before your throne.
One more time, say, we love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We lay our lives
before your throne.
There is none beside you,
none beside you, Lord.
No
other God but you. We lay our lives before your throne.
None beside you, Lord.
None beside you, God.
No other God but you.
We shall abaso tolubu zanda la la mama.
Hey, there is none beside you.
sacrifice. You provide.
Yes, Lord. Debo shata kahaya.
And I will open up inside.
Yes, 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 yes.
You provide the fire.
Hallelujah.
I'll provide the sacrifice.
And I'm opening my spirit to be. Yes, I'm opening up my spirit, Lord, that you may speak through me. Speak to me. Use us, Lord, as we listen to your word. As we, my Father, ears are open wide. My Father, hearts are yearning. Hear what you have for us this morning, Lord. Oh, fill us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Fill me up, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Fill me up, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Shake it, yeah,
You provide the fire.
I am a
spirit.
Yes, Lord. And my spirit
will open up inside. I will open up inside. Fill me.
Shalamahata kababahanda rabaka.
Fill me, oh God.
Fill us with your power. Fill us with your love like never before. My God and my Savior. Yes, Lord.
Until I overflow.
Yes, Lord.
I want to run over.
Yes, Lord.
I want to run over.
Fill me up.
Until I overflow.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty hand clap. And put your hands together for the worship team. May God bless you so very much. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may take your seats, those who are in sanctuary and those who are online. If you've been standing in your bedroom, you are free to sit down. If you manage to stand in the hospital, in the prison where you are, may God just give you grace to do what you can. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sabaoth, come and use me by your spirit like never before. Touch the ears of the listeners to receive from you, not from any man. In Jesus' name we prayed. Hallelujah. I greet all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we miss you the whole week. We thank God and we pray that you will come. Here you are. May God bless you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Those online, thank you so much for tuning in. And I have a word, and I believe this word is going to touch somebody. I believe this word is going to encourage someone, because when I was studying the Bible, the word encouraged me. And my faith is lifted up because the word of the Lord is with me and is with you in Jesus' name. The Lord has been challenging me to continue to trust him of big things, but using the small things. So God is going to use small things to make big things. God is going to use your little thing you know about God
to make it bigger so that you may reach unto the people who doesn't know God. It's good to see you, Manzi. It's good to see so many people here, Francoise and our granddaughter there, and our friend there, our visitor. You have come for your very first time. Thank you so much for coming, and we know the Lord is going to touch you mightily. Andy Mudimu. I don't remember your name, but thank you so much for coming. We miss you so very much. I'm talking about the daughter. Yeah, so this morning I'm coming to us with the word of God. And this word, I called it, it's not what you need, but what you have. In other words, off your eyes on the needs and focus your eyes on what you have. Take this word. It worked for me. It is not what you need, but it is what you have. So there is an event, I call it an event in the Bible, or a scenario where God wanted to show himself, where he displayed his faith through people, where how he displayed a creative word through a particular vessel. We are in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. That is going to be our key scripture for this message. Let us read 2 Kings chapter 4, and then from verses 1. What God is about to do, this is what the Lord is about to do. He's about to use the simple things you've been despising to make bigger things. Small things, for example, a tenner on your bank account. For example, 5 minutes you finish in the presence of God. God is going to use the simple things to create bigger things. The reason being, he wants to magnify himself in your life and in your anointing. God wants to magnify his bigness, his greatness in the simple things you know and you have. Not the big things you need to be reached unto God or to be solved. God wants to do something simple in your eyes, your spiritual eyes, your physical eyes. God is up to magnify. Mama yande jia haya. He wants to magnify the simple things. One song you know, one song you have done, one song, one scripture you know about God. He wants to magnify it because it is all about his glory, not my glory, not the church's glory, but his glory. Hallelujah. So if your eyes, I want to share with us, much as we are talking about of what you have. It is all about faith. And faith sees. I'm going to encourage us to show us, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, how this woman managed to use just a little jar of oil in different and many jars and drums and bowls and everything. Let's go there from verses 1, the Bible. I'm reading. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." There's so much in that verse. And we'll be tackling it a little bit. There is a need. The need of a human being. That's where the Lord comes in and magnifies his word. What the Lord wants into this woman is he wants to know that he is a God who multiplies. May God might pry that simple thing you have. May God nakashia bahai. May God might pry that small revelation you have about him. May God use that tablet you take every day to heal your body. God can use anything. Number three. Then he said, have I finished number two? Let's go to number two first. Thank you so much. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? Why is Elisha asking this lady up in the house? Why not in her heart? We'll reach there. What do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Have you ever reached to someone, say, do you have some money? Can you borrow some money to me? Please give me some money. I need such amount of money. And somebody will say, I do not have any. But what I have on my account, that is money, isn't it? Yeah. I don't have money, but money to give you I do not have, but I have to take care of my needs. Your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. A jar of oil is the small thing you know about God. A jar of oil is something you are capable of. A jar of oil is something you do the best. A jar of oil is one talent you know you have. God wants it. He wants to magnify it. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere. From all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. Two things there. Borrow. Another thing, empty vessels. Another one, do not gather a few. How can you tell someone who has a debt and he's still, we don't know if he was still mourning of his husband, her husband, but one thing we know, that there was something wrong. You know, all of us, we can testify. We have some people, our relatives who left us and they have gone to be with the Lord. And we still remember them. There is still a gap. And Elisha is talking to this woman who still has a gap, who still has a pain. And now the creditors, they have come to remind her of who she is, that you are a widow. You have nothing. Have you ever seen a mountain before you speaking to you? You are nothing. You are just like that. Have we ever had someone saying, you cannot do that? And you will never amount to anything. Number four. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. Elisha is trying to do something in the heart of this woman who has a need. Elisha is not concerned of the need. Same as the Holy Spirit is not concerned about your need, but he is concerned about what you can do with what he gave you. When you come in, close the door. Do not leave your children behind, but enter and deal with what has been happening ever since your husband died. Ever since your husband died, there has been a debt you did not know. Or you knew it. Ever since your husband died, there has been a pain, but I have come to take away the problem of your past and to come in your present and to solve everything in your present so that your eyes may see your future. Give the Lord a mighty hand clap. Elisha is sent into this family full of the problems of the past. I am speaking to someone who has you have a problem of your past. You know, I grew up in a family where we had so many mothers. And I grew up scared not to have many men in my life. Like my father. He had so many wives. But I grew up, and that was my secret inside of me. I will never have a man, two men. I purposed it, and up today I am still standing on it. And the Lord has been there for me. Hallelujah! The Lord wants to magnify the simple things into bigger things. The Lord wants to exalt His name in the small things. That small thing has a name. Hey, Shadabaha. Speaking to somebody, you want to do a business, but your capital is still so little. You have gathered the money. The more the money comes, the more the money scatters. But the Lord is saying enough is enough, because I am a God, omniscient God, omnipotent God, omnipresent God. I encountered with a God, omnipresent, God ever present in every need. When I was reading, I encountered with God, omnipresent, ever present in a time of need. Ever present. He showed up in this widow's life. He showed us in her children's lives. He showed up to come to close the door. The Elisha, the man of God, said to this woman, close the door of your past. And this morning I'm speaking to us, close the door of your past. Whatever happened to your mama, close the door. Whatever happened to your grandfather, close the door behind you. Not in front of you, because you need that one in front. Elisha is sent to do a mission. But what he's sent to do is to open the eyes of this woman. And I'm here to encourage to us and to prophesy to each other, to everybody, that the Holy Spirit is here to prophesy to us. And He's saying to us, close the door of what happened to your father. Close the door of what happened to your mama. Close the door of what happened to your big sister. Close the door. Woman of God, close the door. Young man, close the door. That what happened to me will never happen to Elisha. That what happened to me will never happen to Mercy. Will never happen to Joshua. Will never happen to Sarah. Or Rabakando Lobozika. What happened to you will never happen. What happened to your grandfather will never happen to you, because you have the Holy Spirit. Your grandfather had no Holy Spirit. Close the door behind you. Close the door, because the candle of Osia, the multiplication is about to Osia. Shata, 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 rikasaya. The Lord is opening the eyes of somebody in this room. Online, there is a door. There's a door, Osia kata. Close the door behind you. And to some of us, the doors are not behind us. The doors are inside of us. Because you wake up, you stand in the mirror, and you look at yourself and you see your grandmother or your mom who died long ago. And you start crying. Some of us, we in the midst of the night, you wake up and you go to the sitting room and you cry like your mom who died long time ago. Stop it. Close the door. Say to somebody, close the door. Behind you. Pinpoint a finger to somebody, close the door. Behind you. Close that door. Why closing that door? Because the poverty of your grandfather, it was enough. You don't need it. You grew up, nobody in your family has ever built a house. Close the door. Close the door behind you. You grew up in a family Everyone was drunkard. Close the door in Jesus' name. You grew up in a family full of witchcraft. Close the door behind you. Baba, see ever high. See ever high, ever high. Close the door behind you. Close the door. Hey, see ever high. The Holy Spirit is back under us. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us this day. If you choose to follow God, He's going to fight for you. This is the word for somebody. If you choose to follow Jesus, He's going to fight for you. It is not talking about Jesus, but it's following Jesus. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Close the door. Elisha is saying, I know you do not have a covering. Widow, who doesn't even have a name. Somebody somewhere online in this house, nobody who knows you, nobody who respects you, nobody who gives you anything, but one thing I know, the God of multiplication is coming forth. The God of multiplication is coming forth. The God of multiplication, the omnipotent God, Habakkuk. The all-powerful God has come to chase those that has been chasing you. God has come to fight for you. Omniscient God, all-knowing God. Thank you, Minister Emmanuel, for reminding us the names of God. I pray the names of God in 2020 from January to 2021. Every day I had a name. Jesus is saying, close the door behind you. What is behind you exactly? When you talk about your past, what do you see? If you're talking about your past, what do you see? I do not want you to see there and stay there. That's what I was doing last Sunday. To flash back. Because when we flash back, we remember where the Lord has brought us from. And then we stand our today's mountains. And then we speak to our mountains before us. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon you. And He has come to anoint you to do the great things. Not simple things. The great things. The big things. The Church of Christ, we've been so much in small things. Because you know what? We do not have faith. Because even when people ask, how many people do you have in your church? I think we are just 10. 10, you're just 10. Did you bring them? Did you bring 10? It was the grace of God that brings people in the house of God. How many choir members? Sometimes one day it's only Jacqueline, and another time it's only. What do you have in your house? What is that the Lord is pinpointing onto? This is the point. The woman, before she starts going to borrow, something happened to her. There was an eye-opener. The words of Elisha was creating faith in her. Right now, as we speak, the Holy Spirit is creating a faith in you because your faith has been there but not full. So now you are full of faith. Because Romans 10:17 says what? That faith comes by hearing. In hearing, are you hearing the word of God? Are you receiving faith? I receive faith. My faith is increased. We have faith, but it has to be increased. Hallelujah. She went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons. Who brought the vessels? Have I finished number 4? I think I finished it. Okay. She went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. There is so much going on in this event. The Lord is showing us that faith is not an event thing, but faith is a lifetime It's a lifestyle. You have to walk faith. You have to talk faith. You have to walk faith. You sleep faith. You walk faith. You wake up faith. You intercede faith. You love faith. Baba Kashiata, your faith has to see. Faith sees. And this is what the Lord is speaking to us. Faith sees. Faith is not seeing the need, but faith is seeing what is inside of this woman. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her, to her son, bring me another vessel. And she said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. When Jesus came from heaven, he did the work. When the mission was over, he did not continue to come and lay hands on the disciples. You know, I loved you so much, but I have to stay with you. When the mission is over, the time is over. When God has called you to be an intercessor and he takes you to another level of being a preacher, that's it. The anointing of intercessor does not stop because you need it, but you need to remember to understand that the anointing of a preacher has to raise. What do you see? What do you have in your house? Let's go to number 7 and then I will rest my case from there. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt. What kind of oil is this woman selling? I want us to just a little bit fix your eyes on the small things you have and see how they can pay your bills. The simple things becoming bigger things. There was a young man. I asked him, do you still work? Because sometime back I used to struggle with papers. Now you have papers. Are you working? He said, I am no longer doing those works. I am self-employed. You know what it means? That is faith. Seeing as simple. Look, let me just give you an example. This small hall where we put the key to come in this house or in your houses. If that small hall is not there, you cannot open. So you need a small faith. You open. You go and write your name. You register your name. You come in. There's some door. You open the doors. You enter and you sit down. Because that small hole is there. Small things. But behind big stuff. Small churches behind multitudes of people who are coming to the Lord. Small family. That even their name, the names of the small family. As this person is a friend of mine, I always ask, what is the name of your family? And she will say, Munang, I don't know. Because I grew up in very many families. So many things you've gone through. Those are the events that reminds you the bigness of God. The greatness of God. Hallelujah. So this woman, after feeding the vessels, there's something to do with the vessel. The Lord was teaching me, the people around you, if they are full, you cannot serve them. If the church is full, the hearts are full, you cannot serve those people. Therefore, you cannot even lead them. Why? They are full of themselves. They are full of pride. For me, I do things like this. So I don't know about you. So you do things my way, not your way. Go borrow vessels, but empty. Empty vessels to be filled with the Holy Spirit. For the empty, if the Holy Spirit has to fill us, we have to empty the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5. You go there and you read from what you read the whole chapter. You will find the fruits of the flesh. You will find every works of the flesh. Empty those if you find any in you. Empty them so that the Holy Spirit will fill us. My mentor, who's helping me, all of you know that I am a young apostle. I am growing in apostolic office. So my mentor will always say to me, talk, give time people who matters. And I'm like, no, everybody matters. I say, no, you don't understand. There are some people you talk to when they are full. So you are not pouring anything. If you have time to empty them, do it. If you cannot empty them, you cannot fill them. What is God saying to us? What you have is the only one that will solve your problems. What you have is the only thing that is going to be used of God. I want to share with us, if you look at this woman, what happens to this woman? It was, I kind of brought my equation. I always do some equations. Discover who you are, whom to run to, plus obedience equals to your divine provision. That was my equation. You get yours. The woman discovered who she was. And she said, I used to see my husband prophesying. I do believe that whatever she got from the man of God, I can tap onto it much as he is no longer there. And you need to understand that before the husband of this widow died, we wouldn't have got the testimony of the small jar of oil. But God allowed this man to die so that we will know that even the small jar of oil can cause multiplication from above. There are some things that has to die so that you may get multiplication. There are some fear that has to fly away from you so that faith may abide in you. There are some fears. I speak fire on fear. Fear, you have no authority. Fear of unknown, die from your roots in Jesus' name. Fear of saying what will happen tomorrow. You have not reached your tomorrow. Why can't you leave it for that God who is there in your tomorrow? You have not reached to your tomorrow. Somebody in this room, Baba Kashiada Hayataya. Somebody in this room, I see a flask of oil. The Lord is anointing his people. Baba katala mahanda la bakosikaya. Remekila bahada bahuzi kiriandele bahaya. Rekesia bahaya bahuzi kataya. Father, it's a sign of flesh anointing. Father, it's a sign of flesh anointing. And we bless flesh anointing, my Father, that we may go to another level, Jehovah God. My Lord and my Savior, 4 months are gone. A quarter of this year is gone, oh God. Marika Sataya, as we enter into May, my God and my Savior, we are asking of you, Lord, anoint your bride, oh God. Anoint the eyes of your bride. Anoint the ears of your bride, that we may see beyond our situations. Rekeli kataya haya. Thank you, Lord, for anointing us in Jesus' name. Receive that flesh anointing in Jesus' name. I receive in Jesus' name. This woman, she ran to the right person in times of need. To some of us, we run to the wrong people. And you come back crying. But God forbid, this time around, immediately after this service, you will start hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, this is the wrong path, go to the right path. I do believe it, and I walk it, and I receive it in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit, he's tired of us going to wrong people. He's not happy when you sit with wrong people. You need to know that. He's not happy when you talk to wrong people. He's not happy. You need to know that. So this widow, because the eyes of his faith was opened. And she started seeing. I remember my husband used to be with Elisha. He used to be in his ministry. And actually my husband actually helped the prophets, the 50 prophets. He hid them. Remember Obadiah in 1 Kings, I think 18, somewhere? The Bible scholar said that it was the husband was Obadiah, who helped in the days of Elijah to hide the 50 men of God when the spirit of death was coming to kill them. This morning, God is calling you with your simple things that he may magnify them. Your obedience is so needed like never before. You want to be used of God? Obedience is better, greater, beautiful than sacrifice. Jesus reached unto these people. There are so many things I can share with us. So many testimonies of men of God. You encounter with the scripture in First Samuel, chapter 17. You know the story of Goliath. Even the Sunday school children, they know that. Of Goliath and David. 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verses 34 to 37. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 34 to 37. As you look to that verse, I want to show us something. The Holy Spirit was touching my heart in this way. That there are some times when we are full of faith and we are not using faith. And to some of us, we understand the faith without works are dead. It is dead faith. There's someone the Lord is challenging you to use that small thing, like a stick of Moses. You remember in Exodus chapter 4, don't go there, just write it down. Exodus chapter 4, God asking Moses, what do you have in your hands? Elisha is asking the woman, what do you have in your house? God, the Creator, the Almighty God, is asking Moses to give him his stick that he may change it into a power that can part the Red Sea. A stick, one stick. God used one stick in Exodus chapter 4 to show the kingdom of Pharaoh that there is a God who multiplies things. There is somebody in this room, God is multiplying things in your eyes. What has been happening in your eyes, it is that you will always see like yesterday you saw it. Yesterday is gone. So today you have to see in another way. The way you saw your children yesterday cannot be like today. You have to change it. Because if you're not changing it, your faith is not growing. Faith grows. Let's start from verses 34, sorry. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. God is starting a journey, and he's using an event. Wherever, listen to me very well, wherever you go into a particular event, there is a particular faith for it and for you to use it. I'll give you an example so that you may get the context of what I'm explaining to us. We were in South Hall, had gone to South Hall, the Catherine's home. We were there and we were celebrating one of our friend's birthday. So this woman came to me and said, "Oh, so you are the one, Pastor Joy, are you always here?" "Oh," he said, "yeah, I'm the one." "Oh," he said, "you're so huge." I said, "eh." And I said, "no, but there's a greatness in me somewhere you can't see with your eyes." So she said, "So, if you pray for others, you can pray for me as well so that I may get a baby." And I asked her, "Are you challenging me? Do you want a baby? What is it exactly?" She said, "Yeah, I want a baby." Hey! It was public. The women of God can testify. And then the face of God rose in me. This woman stirred up my faith. And I said, "I've seen God moving mountains. May God move your mountain. May God take away what is in your womb and position a baby." Ladies and gentlemen, this woman of God, her baby is now, I think, 4 years. Not 4 years. I think if not 3 to 4 years, I don't remember well, but Catherine will tell us next time when we meet her. Every event, I do not joke with any event, whether I will ask people if they know Jesus, if they love Jesus. Of course, people know Jesus, but do you love him? Because if you love him, we'll do what he says. This guy, David, is showing us that whatever he has, he will use it. Use whatever you have, whether it is small or big, use it. This guy, you see, he's coming not to come to destroy Goliath, but he's coming to bring the food for his brothers. There are 8 of them or 9. But 3 of them are in the army. And then one of them, Eliab, was the one who was so angry. Said, "What are you doing here? You cannot do this. You can't come here." And Eli and David said, "Ah, do you think there's no need? Can't you see the need? The seniors might not see the need, but the juniors will see the need." That's why I always encourage the juniors to be close to the seniors, that they may learn from the seniors. Because what you miss from the seniors, it will hit you in front of you. So it won't, in Jesus' name. Because you are having faith now and you're obedient in Jesus' name. What the Lord is speaking to us, David is showing us that with you, all of us, we know the story. I want to go there for the sake of the time. There was this boy. I do not believe that he came with these stones, because the Bible says that he picked the stones down there. So that means what? That wherever he went, he will find what to use concerning the situation. Every woman of God, every man of God, wherever you go, when you go with faith, you will find what to use, because faith is in you. The man of God, he is saying to these people, he said, "My senior pastor, I know you have shepherded me so many years, but there's something I need to tell you. I have a testimony. We need men and women of God who have testimony. And testimonies come because of the pain, come because of what we have overcome. And all of us, we have testimonies in this room. Every chair, testimony is represented." David tried to put on the garment of his pastor. He could not make it. There are some moments when you need yourself and your faith. I've seen that. You stand alone, the building like this, and you say, Lord God, it is me. Do you remember me? As if you forget. Ah, I am so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so. I am here. I was born in this place. I am here, Lord. Do you remember me? And now this is my problem. Have you ever prayed like that? Simple prayer that creates big stuff. So closed him, closed David with his armor. And he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also closed him with a coat of mail. There's something to do with what you put on when you go for the battle. Hekela, Shaila. What kind of garment do you dress when you are attacking the demon that has been there for years? What type of armor do you put on for that evil that has been there mocking you day by day, that causes fear to take away your faith? What is that the enemy has been pinpointing a finger on? So many times when we are in fear, we do bad. We do wrong decisions. Make sure when you are in fear, when you're scared, do not choose anything. Choose to sit down and be quiet. When you're angry, don't choose anything. Choose to sit down and allow the anger to go. Are you scared of anything? Do not decide to do anything. This Saul, you see, he's so scared with his entire army. He's so worried of what will happen. But what next? God wants to exalt his word into the time of fear, into the time of need. There was a need in the camp, and God knew it, that only David can come with a testimony. In the time of crisis, come with a testimony. Put on the garment of your testimony. Remember a testimony in the place of prayer. Remember a testimony in the place when you're scared. Remember a testimony when it is the time you are in a storm of fear. See Karabahai. This man, he said, Look at number 40. Let's go to 39 first, please. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Take off what does not belong to you. Use what you have. David used what he had. David used what he knows, what work for him. Take off what does not belong to you. Take off somebody's message. Take off somebody's garment. Take it away. Go back to number 40. David could not use other people's shield or sword. David could not use other people's testimonies. Use your testimony, because that is the one that is going to work. Number 40. Then he took his staff in his hand. His own staff, not somebody's staff. Don't you think that in the days of Moses there were so many roads? But the Lord God, the God Almighty, chose only one road for Moses, not for Aaron. Even when Aaron wanted to use it, it was Moses to give it to him. Then he took his staff in his hand and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Come closer to your enemy with your faith. Come closer to that scares you in the night. Come closer. Do not be scared, because the God of David is your God. Be closer. Do not send a word. Sending a word is not bad, but come closer and speak. Coming closer means that you are full of faith and you are speaking the word. That is the closeness I'm talking about. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. Number 42, as I finish this one. I want us to finish this by saying to us, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cast David by his goats. Do you know that some curses that cannot catch you? The Philistine curses cannot catch you. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. I did not want to go those so far, but I wanted to show us that if God can use the five stones, I don't know if the five stones finished anyway. I don't think so. But it was one and it would pull and it sank. Ah, may your prayer go direct to that need in Jesus' name. May your faith be raised to speak a word in Jesus' name. May your faith be increased to speak a word in your fears in Jesus' name. Woo! Shikaya haya. Kali, I am enjoying this. From verses 45 to 49, you find David's faith caused people to know that God does not save with sword and spear. What was inside David? He knew it, that God does not save with stones or with swords, but he saves with grace and with the spirit of mercy. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the curses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Every pain you have is going to exalt God when you have faith. It's going to cause people to know that if that woman is having this, that means that God of that woman I will serve. Whatever happened in the days of Goliath and David, it was all about the glory of God. It was all about the display. God displayed his glory, his word in that event. Then all this they assemble. All this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save. Yeah, let's go to number 48. We heard that one. So it was when Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. He's running towards his enemy. Every woman and man of God who has faith, they are not scared of what they see with their physical eyes. David is teaching us, do not be scared of what you're seeing with your physical eyes, but be in charge of what you see with your spiritual eyes. Be in charge for what you see with your bow shatter. What you see with your spiritual eyes is the one you are in charge of. David put his hand in his bag. What do you have in your bag? The bag. What is in your bank account? Your spiritual bank account. What is in there? Use that one. Whether it is one scripture you know about God, use it. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. I pray that whatever that has been causing fear, that whatever that has been against your faith today has been already destroyed by the word of faith you have back. The word you have heard today is going to destroy every fear, every bondage, every addiction, every curse in Jesus' name. Is destroyed in Jesus' name. David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Can you imagine? And struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Things you cannot see are the things that are weapon to destroy what you see. The things you cannot see, the solutions you cannot see are the weapons to destroy the works of that things you see now. The Philistines, of course, he died, of course, yeah. But what I wanted to bring to us is the simple things you have, God wants to magnify them. It is not all about your need, but it is about what you have. What you have, woman of God. I am challenging someone this afternoon. What do you have? Sometime back in the midst of lockdown, I looked at us, how people were so scared. I opened a prayer altar. People prayed. People taught. Some ministers came and taught. The 5 o'clock already was already there. The people are continuing to intercede. But there was something the Lord spoke to me. That if your intercession are not accompanied by your giving, there's something that is missing. If you're praying and you're not a giver, something that is missing. I'm not asking money from anybody here. You have money and I have money. Everybody has money. Whether little, whether big, whether you're a millionaire, whether I have a tenner, it's money, isn't it? It's money. So God challenged me to start something for the widows. But I didn't know how to start it. I didn't know how to start something to get money for the orphans. I didn't know. But I landed. That's why I always teach about this woman, this widow. She was just a widow with a small jar of oil. She gathered, she borrowed. The vessels was not hers. The vessels was her neighbor's. This afternoon, you're my neighbors. I am borrowing you to stand with us as Shiloh, as the bride of Christ, as we feed the widows, as we feed the orphans. Whether you have your tenner, you come. You have your pound, you give your daughter, your son, a pound to feed somebody in Rukunjiri, in Ibusoga. Now we are sending money. I believe I will be agreeing with men and women of God to send money to Ibusoga or to Rwanda. And when I accepted the call, I didn't know that people were ready. Do you know there are some things you're scared of, and yet people to do them are there? The business you're scared of, somebody else will bring advice bring wisdom. And women of God started putting money on the bank accounts. And these women of God who put the money on the bank accounts, they used to put, and they are still putting into other different needs. Do not count your needs. Count what you have. I didn't preach this message to tell you about the money. But I wanted to show you that my testimony is this. When I bought the vessels, God arranged the money in the vessels to feed the poor, the needy. May God use you. May God use you in your family. May God use you beyond your family. I bless you and God give you grace to stand. What is that you have? God bless you. God bless you so very much. I want to pray just. I want to speak a word to somebody in this room. You have despised of who you are. And you have allowed the devil to add on what you have done. You have laid a foundation to the enemy to despise you and your faith. But today we shut down everything from our past. We close the door from our past as we pray that God will give us the empty vessels. And before he brings the empty vessels, we have to be the empty vessels in Jesus' name. Father, I speak to somebody who has already received Christ when he or she was hearing the message. Touch them, save them, heal them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.